This is the Synthetic Lens. I'm David Carver. It is Thursday, May 21st, and the Musk versus OpenAI docket has a new post-trial order. One sentence of context. This week, Musk lost the trial-level fight after an advisory jury found the trial claims too late. And last night we covered OpenAI and Microsoft opposing his path to a faster partial appeal. The new development this morning is document 580, a one-page order from Judge Yvonne Gonzalez Rogers.
And this one is short, but it matters. The title is Post-Trial Order, Re-Advisory Verdict. The order was signed on May 20th, and it does something very specific. It turns the advisory verdict into the court's Rule 52 findings and conclusions record.
Which is the part that sounds technical until you remember where we were yesterday. Musk's side was pressing for clarity under Rule 52 and a route toward appeal. OpenAI said the court's existing statements were already enough. Now the court has issued a formal order saying, in effect, here are the findings and conclusions.
Let's read the spine of it carefully. Document 580 says the court reaffirms that it impaneled an advisory jury in this matter, and that the advisory jury found that the plaintiff's trial claims are barred by the statute of limitations. Then the order says the court reaffirms that it adopted the jury verdict and, quote, hereby adopts its statements on the record at trial as findings of fact and conclusions of law for purposes of Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 52A.
That phrase is the legal center of the update, findings of fact and conclusions of law. In an ordinary jury case, a verdict can stand on its own. Here, because the jury was advisory, the judge's adoption of findings matters. Rule 52 is the mechanism for saying what the court found and why.
So this is not just ceremonial paperwork. It gives the post-trial record a cleaner shape. If there is an appeal later, the appellate court is not just looking at a jury note in isolation. It is looking at the district judge's adopted findings and legal conclusions.
The order also says the court applied the same legal standards it provided to the advisory jury, with all objections preserved, and with a substantial amount of evidence supporting the jury's verdict, as reflected in evidence cited during the defendant's closing arguments.
Two cautions there. First, substantial amount of evidence is the court's phrasing in this order. Second, the order points to trial transcript pages, but we did not find a public May 18th transcript in this run. The order cites trial transcript 2690-16 through 2690-25 and 2693-22 through 2695-2. We have the citation. We do not have the public transcript text.
That matters for how much color we should add. We can report the order. We should not pretend to have a full transcript narrative that is not public.
Now, what does document 580 not do?
It does not say final judgment has been entered. We check the public docket sources available to us, directory cap storage, docket alarm, pacer monitor, court listener attempts, and web search. We did not find final judgment. It does not say a notice of appeal has been filed. We did not find one. And it does not appear to decide Rule 54B certification. That was the separate issue we covered last night. Whether Musk should get an immediate appeal path on fewer than all claims while other phase two claims remain pending.
So the clean headline is not appeal begins. It is not case fully over. It is not Rule 54 denied. The clean headline is the court has formally adopted the advisory verdict as its Rule 52 findings and conclusions.
That may sound narrower, but narrow is the point. The Musk versus OpenAI case keeps producing public headlines that run hotter than the docket. The docket is saying something more precise. The judge is locking in the trial-level findings record on limitations.
And that changes the next fight. Before this order, Musk's side could argue about whether the court needed to state findings more clearly. After this order, the district court has done that. The arguments now move toward what can be appealed, when it can be appealed, and whether the remaining phase two claims keep the case in district court first.
For listeners who are following the business angle, this is still meaningful for OpenAI. The company wants the trial level win to stay clean and not become an immediate appellate detour before the remaining claims are resolved. A Rule 52 order helps define the win. It does not eliminate every litigation risk.
It also does not answer the big moral question that made this trial famous. The public fight was about whether OpenAI betrayed its founding mission. The trial-level result, and now the adopted findings, remain focused on timing, whether the trial claims were barred by the statute of limitations.
That distinction is going to be central on appeal, if an appeal gets there. Musk's public position is that the merits were not decided. The court's order says the advisory jury found the trial claims time-barred. The court adopted that result, and the court now adopts its trial record statements as Rule 52 findings and conclusions.
Which means both can be true in a limited way. The giant OpenAI mission question may remain culturally unresolved, while the trial-level legal result becomes more procedurally locked in.
We also checked current reporting. Search results this morning mostly recirculate the verdict and appeal intent coverage from outlets like CBS, Guardian, PBS, Fox Business, Business Insider, and the LA Times. We did not find a reputable secondary report specifically breaking down Document 580 yet, so this episode is based on the primary court document.
And the absence list remains important. No public transcript, no final judgment, no notice of appeal, no Ninth Circuit docket, no Rule 54B certification order found in this run.
What are we watching next?
First, a Rule 54B ruling. That tells us whether Musk gets a faster route to appeal the Phase 1 loss before the whole case is resolved. Second, final judgment. Without it, appeal is still mostly posture and stated intent, not a completed docket move. Third, a notice of appeal or Ninth Circuit opening docket. That is the actual appellate starting gun. Fourth, the May 18th transcript. Doc 580 points directly to transcript pages. When those pages become public, they may matter.
And fifth, Phase 2. OpenAI, Microsoft, and the other defendants still have pending motions tied to the remaining claims. The case is not just a single vanished lawsuit. It is a case whose biggest trial-level claims have been stopped by time, while the cleanup continues.
That is the update. Document 580 makes the advisory verdict more than a verdict form. It makes it the court's findings and conclusions under Rule 52A. The irony is hard to miss. Musk lost this round because the court accepted a timing defense. Now the next chapter is also about timing. When findings become final enough to appeal, when the remaining claims get resolved, and when the Ninth Circuit, if it gets the case, actually gets it. For The Synthetic Lens, I'm David Carver. Marcus Chan, Stan Rogers, thank you. We'll keep watching the docket for Rule 54B final judgment, the transcript, and any notice of appeal.